The third teaching for the month of July 2010 for the parish cell system of evangelization on the theme Gossip, Defamation and Calumny. The Lord be with you. Man of today has put God aside and is not realizing the great confusion he is finding himself in. It is like doing without measure. Can you cook without any measurements? Imagine you have all the ingredients, but without knowing the right measurements for each ingredient. You may cook the same recipe million times, but you will never end up with the same plate because the meal will never have the same taste. Without measurements, there can be no recipes. Today, man has put aside God, and therefore, values have started to fluctuate and have been going up and down according to one's own considered personal interests at every given moment and circumstances. What God has always told us not to do, not to gossip about others, today we entertain ourselves with. We have read it in the book of the Proverbs, how evil and abomination it is, how the Lord hates it and considers it abominating to speak about others, to lie about others, and to sow discord among brethren. We even created whole magazines dedicated exclusively for gossiping. We have whole television programs, Facebooks and blogs, all about gossiping. What God has always told us not to do, we are doing, and we have put new names to it so that we would enjoy doing it. And such things appeal so much to our curiosity that you meet Christians following them up and do not even realize about their wrongdoing. There are so many people who enjoy such custom that it has been accepted as part of our social life and culture. The problem is that when your eyes get accustomed to dust, dirt will no longer harass them. When one gets accustomed to gossiping, one will not even notice other more serious wrongdoing, such as defamation and calumny. Do we need to mention the false oaths taken even in courts? And whom do you ever hear speaking about this evil, because of which so many innocent people suffer such great unjust consequences? But why should we speak of law courts? I would not be surprised if so much gossip, not to mention even defamation and calumny, takes place even before and after the cell meeting, if not even during the meeting. This culture, where God is becoming ever more absent, has brainwashed us with the idea that if something is true, for example, that one has abandoned his own wife, therefore we can spread the news whenever and with whomever we like, even on the media. This is called defamation, threatening the fame one enjoys with somebody else by sharing something bad or not so good about that person which the other one did not know. Sometimes we assume that since we heard it from one or two people, or because it is something that everyone can notice, we can feel free to speak about it. Yet, we know, even from our personal experience, that this is not always so. And why should it be so? Why should it be us to transmit the bad news to someone? Who has ever given us that right? What is even worse than defamation is calumny. Whilst defamation is the spreading of some negative but true information about a third person, calumny is the spreading of some negative information about a third person, but that it is not true. Both defamation and calumny are really wrongdoing, but calumny is surely more serious. When I became a priest, I was sent to a parish where I learned that in a certain house there lived a priest who never went out. I only met him once or twice when I happened to be blessing the houses in that street where he lived. He was a very handsome man, only psychologically ruined. Many years back, a woman accused him of something serious to the bishop, who happened to be very abrupt in his reactions. He was removed from his office. After 5 years, that same lady went back to the bishop in order to tell him that she had lied about the priest. But then the evil was done. The ministry and the life of that priest were totally destroyed. He died before he could come out of it. What a great responsibility. What a huge burden that lady had to carry. God knows how many families were destroyed because of gossip, defamation, or calumny. From this true story, you can understand why gossiping to a lesser degree, defamation to a higher degree, and calumny to the highest degree are all wrongdoings related to the commandment, "Do not kill." Yes, because there is a far worse murder than shooting at someone or slaying someone with a knife, and that is to emarginate someone in society or to kill someone psychologically. It is worse because it is a prolonged murder, a murder that one has to bear maybe even for as long as a lifetime. The thing is that once one gives in to gossip, one does not realize how easy it is to start repeating news and information what one would have heard about other people, without even the least idea of verifying whether that piece of information is true or not. The way from gossip to defamation to calumny is so slippery that one more quickly finds himself sinking in mud than he could imagine. There is a golden rule to protect us: not to speak about anybody whatsoever for any reason. Not even to praise a third person. Because very often, whenever we praise somebody, we always end up our list with a great but. And then we spoil everything positive we might have said on that person with that little but of negative information about that person. Gossip, defamation, and calumny are like worms that shake any community from its foundation. Whoever does not have an example in his mind of some family, group, community, or parish plagued or destroyed by division, separation, and resentment because of rumors, gossiping, defamation, or calumny is not living in this world. These are worms that devour trust, openness, and sincerity, all that is needed for a group of people like the cell, community, and parish to grow together in love, peace, and joy, and the fruit of the Spirit. Once this pest gets in, it is very difficult to get rid of it. Praise be to the Lord Jesus Christ.